Any conflict in the mind is imagined. Can you believe this? Every thought, every conflict, every disharmony. Now, as I was walking alone on those 40 days, this is what it came, and I explained it to you, but I don't know why it's coming back again tonight. Discord, disease, disharmony was never made by God, therefore it was not made. Why is that? Because discord, disease, and disharmony is the product of two. Two is not made up by God. It's made out of the minds that is developed.
The way I was told, and of course we don't have to accept it if it doesn't fit, sits with us, is that if disease, discourse, disharmony was not made by God, or was not made in the beginning by whatever, the energy, whatever it is, then we have to contemplate, how is it that we experience it? If disharmony never was made by God, that's what I was told, then how is it that we experience it? And this is our meditation tonight. Just, even if you don't believe me, just take it for tonight. Say to yourself, since disease, discord, and disharmony was never made by God, what is it that our senses witness, whether in our own life or in life of a neighbor or the life of people that walk in here for help or in the world? Let's a little bit contemplate on that in our meditation and see what we get. Because we need to own it. There is a stillness that permeating the universe. And that is that. So whoever mentally, any of our picture, mentally connects itself to what is already there, it becomes no longer a drop, but the ocean. In that ocean was not created disease, discourse, disharmony. When you are at Lake Tahoe, when you're swimming on top of the water, you see the boats, you see kayaks, you see canoe, you see jet ski, you see swimmers, you see water skiers, and you see fishes and all sorts of birds and flies and whatever have you. There is activity, there's commotion going on. But once you go deeper and deeper and deeper, what happens is all of those vanishes. So is the world exist, or is our mind exist that recognizes the world? If you had a concussion or if we were in coma, the world wouldn't exist for us, right? So which one is first?
Anybody has any inspirational or sharing?
It's hard to put it into words, but this morning when I woke up, I had this, it's hard to describe it. I had this fresh and new, I don't know what is the word, but like motivation, I don't know what is the word, but I was, automatically, the prayers to the Divine Mother was starting my day, that let me be an instrument and harmonize me with the highest way of living. Uh-huh. And I was feeling so, I don't have the word, but I was feeling something very fresh, very new, and I'm grateful. I was feeling more love, more joy, hard to explain, but that's, and I feel part of it. I don't want to put names on it, but I feel that last chat, Anita is a newcomer, but she was wholeheartedly sharing that when things come in her life and challenges, she asks herself, who am I? and what is my goal in this life. It was very inspirational. We have heard something like this, but to hear it from somebody who is new and putting it into practice,
yeah.
It was very inspirational. I like my life to be always, I want to remember to ask those questions, whatever comes my way, especially emotions. And also, it's so blissful to come to this place, to come to your yard when you're here, and even when just coming to this place, going under that tree, sitting there, being able to have this place. And I noticed you have shared everything you have with us. Your life, your wisdom, your love, your experiences, this place, your house, your yard, everything. And you're so graciously and so, I don't know what is the word, so generously provided everything. And this life, basically, you provided this life too. Thank you.
Yeah. Now we are neighbor, you can walk here.
That's something I'm so grateful. It's a blessing to be able to just walk here and sit under the tree for
exactly.
a minute and go back.
Exactly.
Such love for me, this audio and the meditation that we have, am I man or woman, or the witnesses that on Wednesday. For me, these two were really goes together very well. Today it wasn't very easy and smooth day. And whenever I was seeing myself that I'm seeing this harmony, and actually my body wasn't feeling well, and disease, I just remembering the previous meditation that we had. So am I this thought or not? Am I this body or not? And immediately all of them were going.
This contemplation, it's bringing a lot of questions for me. Like, it's not that I feel that I comprehend it, but it makes me think.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think. And I hope that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's things that it's not ordinary things it's talking, and 2 + 2 doesn't add up in the mind.
No, absolutely not.
Nastan today asked me how my day was, and then he said, when is Zach going to meet with all of us again? And I said, I don't know.
I picked up.
You did?
Yeah.
And he said, I said, do you have a question? He said, but I want to see her in person. He said, ask her, how's this Sunday?
Yeah, I picked up. This afternoon, that was his desire. What do you have to share, Soila? Beside your pretty smile and your shoulder dance.
سعی میکنم تو طی روز اگه یادم بیاد که بیشتر نگاه کنم از ویتنس که نه باشه که بدون قضاوت باشه بدون
خالی
خالی
سعی نگاه خالی همون یک ثانیه دو ثانیه کافیه، باور کن. اگر که یه نفر بتونه در روز این کارو بکنه. خوابتشو منصور.
So I was, as I was contemplating, I realized even in nature, in the daydream, this world, there's so much harmony. And kind of, if I look closer, I ought to anybody should see that there's just one. There's so much interaction. You know, there's the prey predator, it's flower bees, sugar, insulin in my body. They're just made for each other. It's part of a whole. They're not separate. It's all one organization, one. And you can see unity if you look close.
Yeah, very
closely.
Good.